Yellow cedar to me is by far and away the nicest wood to cut lines in and shape in.
That was Donald Gregory. Gregory is Tlingit Raven Beaver from Angoon, but was raised in Juneau. He began carving at a young age, inspired by other local artists. Gregory carves almost exclusively with yellow cedar. Its wood is strong, yet easy to carve. The tree has natural antifungal properties that inhibit rotting. It is one of the few local woods that can withstand the elements over time and avoid rot outdoors. Research suggests that yellow cedar could live up to 3,500 years. The tree grows slowly and can survive in nutrient-poor soils. In a 2012 paper published in the journal Bioscience, researchers described climate change as a culprit of yellow cedar deaths. A warmer climate has reduced snow cover and created areas with poor soil drainage. With no blanket of snow for protection, roots freeze, causing immense injury to the base of the tree system. This has killed swaths of trees prematurely. Ecologist Lauren Oakes, researcher at Stanford University, found that yellow cedar has a difficult time regenerating in areas after a die-out. Faster-growing trees, like hemlock, tend to outcompete it. She said that even areas with healthy yellow cedar trees are often outcompeted. Conservation interests have petitioned to protect yellow cedar under the Endangered Species Act. The petition, citing two scientific journals, described yellow cedar's decline as the most severe forest die-off ever recorded in North America. It claims the species will likely go extinct in the next 100 years without protection. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is reviewing the petition. Sea Alaska Native Corporation has urged against the ESA listing. ESA petitioners claim logging companies target yellow cedar, but Sea Alaska says it doesn't. While some scientists worry for yellow cedar's survival, others are confident in the tree's resilience. Brian Kleinhens, a corporate forester with Sea Alaska, says the tree is thriving in parts of its range, despite mortalities documented elsewhere.
Especially in young forests, a lot of yellow cedar regeneration. I'm observing yellow cedar being more successful as we move north in southeast Alaska, and then as you move up the slope. So as you move into higher elevations, then I'm finding a lot more yellow cedar seedlings coming in.
Sea Alaska Timber Corporation owns land, manages it, and clear cuts across southeast. Kleinhens said that yellow cedar is the most reliably valuable wood from the region. He said that yellow cedar wood sells at a high price in Asian markets. Sea Alaska sold 28 million board feet of wood from southeast in 2014, but would not specify how much of it was yellow cedar or what the wood was worth. Kleinhens said he is worried that if yellow cedar is protected under the ESA, native cultural connections with the tree will fade. Alaska natives in southeast highly regard yellow cedar. The Tlingit and Haida transform it into totems, paddles, and weave its bark into blankets. It has medicinal and spiritual importance to the tribes. Native carver Donald Gregory says his favorite pieces to carve are wooden halibut hooks. Gregory says that the Tlingit have harvested the tree for a long time, even before saws. His people believe that all living things have a spirit, including yellow cedar.
They harvest the wood from the tree, they do a ceremony, and they thank the tree for all, you know, the offerings of the wood, and it's just proper to do that.
He thinks that 20 years from now, the wood will be more scarce. Gregory says that culture and carvers will adapt. A decision on the yellow cedar listing is expected in 2017, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The listing would forbid taking yellow cedar from federal land, but not private land. Other ramifications of protecting yellow cedar are undefined, but could affect harvests of other tree species, such as spruce, hemlock, alder, and red cedar if declared critical habitat. Fish and Wildlife defines critical habitat on a case-by-case basis. Meanwhile, the Tongass Advisory Committee and the U.S. Forest Service are creating a plan to transition out of logging old-growth timber to only second growth. In Juneau, I'm Teresa Soli.